We're going to take a time out. We'll come back after checking in with our statewide and local news, and we'll have some fun for you lined up in the 9 o'clock hour on the morning show right here at...
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Tornado warnings in Washington, D.C., a ground stop at Reagan National and New York's LaGuardia as the remnants of Tropical Storm Debbie make their way up the East Coast from the Carolinas. Weather Channel meteorologist Jordan Steele.
We could be looking at isolated tornadoes that are possible. Remember, landfalling tropical cyclones are known for producing twisters. We've already had 19 tornado reports across the Southeast.
A cross-border battle raging 4 days after hundreds of Ukrainian troops poured into Russia. The BBC's James Waterhouse from Kyiv.
President Zelensky last night said Russia brought the war to us, and it is for Russia to feel the effects of that.
A Russian plane-launched missile hit a Ukrainian shopping mall today, killing at least 10 people. A rap star arrested in Paris.
I be feeling like a Michael Jackson when...
Paris police say Travis Scott was taken into custody after fighting a security guard at the Georges V Hotel, who tried to stop a fight between Scott and his own bodyguard. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great-tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin ranks near the bottom of the nation when it comes to state investment in four-year education. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman says that's a surefire way to lose top talent.
I know enough about having managed highly talented people. Don't pay them, they will find someplace else to work.
Rothman testified yesterday to a study committee which will spend the next several months looking into the UW system's problems and how to possibly solve them. More than 1,000 road projects in Wisconsin are getting $174 million from the Department of Transportation. Local governments told the state which roads need the most work. Also this week, Wisconsin got $200 million from the federal government to fix or replace more than 150 roads and bridges. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. County Highway AA may be shut down completely south of Nakusa. The Wood County Highway Department says heavy rain in June revealed a large hole that undermined a significant portion of the roadway. The causeway embankment is experiencing slope failure. The Highway Department wants to find out how the community feels about closing the road completely. There will be a public information meeting on Tuesday, August 20th, to discuss proposed changes and cost estimates to repair County Highway AA. It will be at the Nakusa Community Center on August 20th from 5 to 7 p.m. The meeting is informal and you can come and go as you please. You can purchase bonus antlerless harvest authorizations, formerly known as tags, starting at 10 a.m. on Monday, August 12th. These bonus authorizations will be sold at a rate of one person per day until sold out. Visit gowild.wi.gov. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
It is going to be partly cloudy today and a little breezy. We'll get to around 70 for a high. The wind northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 50 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, high in the low to mid 70s on Sunday. Sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. joining you. I am joined by our CEO of United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got the band together. We're here to have some fun. And this is the last time we're going to do this as our theme song for the morning show.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. We're moving on from this one. We've actually been using this one. Carl and I, Carl okayed this.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a while since we've been using this one, and it's time to kind of update and change it up a little bit. And we're going to be doing that on Monday, so be listening for that on Monday. We're looking forward to that, as well as inviting you all over to our house. You guys are coming over on Wednesday. We're looking forward to that. Our WFHR WIRI parking lot party is going to be going on Wednesday, noon to 6. Be sure to join us for that. We're going to have some fun stuff down here for kids. We're going to have a taco truck. Some of our fun, guests and stuff are going to be down here joining us. I'll be live from 4 to 6, just having some fun. I'll be bringing on different people. I might try to drag Terry on. Who knows? we're going to have a lot of fun with the day. We're going to have kids coming by to be able to learn more about radio. Melissa put together a really nice thing where the kids can look at what it's like to be a DJ or a producer or any of these things.
That's cool.
They're going to get to do some recording if they like, and that recording they'll be able to take home with them.
Awesome.
So we'll do some stuff like that. We'll have our friends from Edge VR here. This is the first of what we hope to be many. We look forward to doing this again next year and the years going forward. Melissa and I really tag-teamed this one and worked, our staff worked very hard on this one. I don't want to take anything from anybody here, but this is something that Melissa and I really were spearheading and really working very hard on. And I did not do nearly enough with this. Melissa did so much with this event. So big shout out to our own Melissa Kay and the hard work that she put into this, and everybody in this organization that has worked hard on this one. We have a small team, but we have, I believe, the best team in radio. And I look forward to you guys meeting them and coming by and talking with us, giving us your feedback. All of that is going to be a lot of fun. We'll talk more about it next week. But make plans and mark your calendar to be here next Wednesday, sometime between noon and 6. We'll have you. We'll be looking forward to seeing you, everybody. We dive into entertainment news right now, but we got some other fun stuff a little bit later to get into. Terry will be talking about the average person. How many lazy days do they need a year? Got that one coming up for you. And McDonald's is up to something we want to talk about as well. That's coming up. Right now, we look at your small screen first, where Michelle Pfeiffer is going to star in an executive-produced Taylor Sheridan's Yellowstone sequel series. It's called Madison, but it was previously called 2024. It'll be, quote, a heartfelt study of grief and human connection following a New York City family in the Madison River Valley of central Montana. Michelle says, quote, this cat's out of the bag, excited for this. Kurt Russell and Patrick J. Adams from Suits are rumored to be joining as well. I don't know Patrick that well, but I know Kurt Russell. There's no word yet on when it's expected to come out. They're working really hard on this one. And one of the things that they are working on behind the scenes is a commitment from these actors. This Yellowstone thing is gigantic. And you know this better than I do, Terry. I know you're a fan of the series. The spinoffs have been very popular, some more than others. But every one of them, we're talking A-listers. We're not just, you know, your average TV actor or anything. Helen Mirren, actors like
she
that.
She was fabulous.
Fabulous. You can make the argument she's the best actor in the world. Like, yeah, I'm not surprised. You've had Sam Elliott in some of these and everything, certainly with other big names. But you've obviously also heard about the turmoil behind the scenes with Kevin Costner and bringing him in. Taylor, along with the other producers of this show, have been burned very badly by Kevin Costner. So they don't want that to happen again. Imagine having one of the hardest things to do in entertainment, a hit TV show. It's one of the toughest things to pull off. Ask Norman Lear, ask any type of great TV executive how hard it is to come up with something that people are going to go out of their way to watch. It just doesn't happen very often anymore. So when you have a network like NBC that is struggling for a TV show and they get a This Is Us or that show they had a couple of years ago.
This Is Us, yep.
That was really huge. They work so, okay, you actors that we got under contract for the next year. We're signing you to 5-year deals. You're locked in. You ain't doing this movie. You ain't doing that movie. You are locked into this. As an actor, you have to commit to that, which means like the only way I make money is if I work. And I got to commit to this. So I have to do that. I have to commit to this show. This is where my paycheck is. So I'm not doing other TV shows. I'm not doing movies. No cameos over here. It's a huge commitment for an actor along with the whole people involved in that show. Imagine having that, and then one actor's ego blows the whole thing up.
Yeah.
Blows the whole darn thing up because of one guy who isn't even talented enough to do it, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm a little surprised with the deviation on the name.
Yeah, me
because
too.
The other two were the decade. It was, 1883 and 1923, I believe. But so that's just that grabbed me.
Looks like they're going forward with it
but it was supposed to be called 2024, so right. Now it's being called something else. Yeah, so I just thought that was weird different. That it's not following different suit with the others.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, but I just, to me, that was just odd.
Yeah, and they've got, what they're hoping to do here is obviously, have the next Yellowstone, because that one's wrapping up. So these spin-off series and everything, they're hoping to be just as popular. I don't know if you're going to get second seasons from some of the other ones, but it does look like that this is up and running, and it's exciting to see Michelle Pfeiffer doing work again. I like her. I love Kurt Russell. Kurt Russell doesn't do bad
work.
Oh,
I like Kurt Russell, too.
If Kurt Russell signs his name to something, I'm going to give it a shot, because he has such a good track record and doesn't seem to really do bad projects. Speaking of great... I was thinking of this with Sam Elliott earlier. Perfect Western actors, Clint Eastwoods, the guys that just... they put that cowboy hat on, and they just look like they just walked out of the Old West.
You seriously have to go, and you have to watch 1883. Like,
that
it
one
is
I do want to see.
Because it's him, it's Helen Mirren, it's like... It is amazing.
I have it on my to-do list as far as TV shows. That is on there. That I definitely will watch. I'm a sucker for Westerns.
And actually, I'm lying. They're in the 1923. 1883 is the Tim McGraw, Faith Hill.
That one I was curious about, too.
That one's... They're both really good.
I really like Tim McGraw as an actor. I like him, period. Yeah. But I really like him as an actor.
Yeah.
So I've been curious about that one, too. It'll be interesting to see. We'll be keeping an eye on that one. Jamie Lee Curtis keeps an eye on her crew. She is one of those actors that people just love to work with, whether it is her doing those TV commercials for the yogurt or her in Trading Places. You don't hear people talk badly about working with Jamie Lee Curtis. They just enjoy her on set. She's one of these very likable and friendly people. If she's sitting there and the hair and makeup person wants to come over and ask for an autograph, she'll sign it. She's
cool.
Just one of these people. Comes from a Hollywood family. I think that plays into it a little bit. But also, because of the Hollywood family and because of some of those things, I think that whether it's not Jamie Lee Curtis, but actors like her, people often think that they have kind of a don't come near me vibe or a diva vibe or something. And this is really interesting to hear. This is something she's done throughout her career, and I remember hearing about this, but now it's actually becoming popular out there. Jamie Lee Curtis as this thing where when she's on set, she asks crew members to wear name tags to promote not only equality, so that everybody is on the same page. Not just Jamie Lee Curtis, but the guy holding the boom mic is on
cool.
the same page as her. She says, quote, "There's something really uneven about our position on set, on a movie, in the arena. You guys know our names. We don't know yours."
That's what I was going to say. She probably wants to be able to call people by name.
Yeah.
You know, hey, thanks, James, or like that kind
exactly,
of thing.
Exactly, yeah. There's something inequitable to me about that. I just want it to be equitable because it's an important thing. It's art. There isn't hierarchy in art. It's supposed to be a group of people. My God,
cool.
Is that well put.
Yeah.
I didn't see that one coming. Like, I've always thought Jamie Lee Curtis is a very solid actor. She's such a fun interview. Seems like a good person by all rights. I've never met her, but seems like it.
Yeah.
That quote is one of the greatest quotes on acting on entertainment I've ever heard.
It's very cool.
That's so cool. That is a very cool line. And I could not agree with her more. Looking what's new on your small screen this weekend, we are wrapping up the Olympics Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 6 o'clock. Peacock will have Olympic highlights. Friday at 7, primetime Olympic coverage. Events include women's beach volleyball final, the women's shot put, women's 3-meter springboard diving, men's 500-meter hurdle final, the women's 400-meter race, and the women's first Olympic breaking championship. I got breaking coming up in the Olympics here now. That should be interesting. You know, they don't get to pick the music. They don't know what song's going to play.
Seriously?
Yeah, yeah. They
isn't that weird?
Very weird. They have 300 songs in the playlist for these for the break dancing and stuff. And they have no idea what song's going to pop up. It could be an old 70s funk song. It could be a modern hip-hop song. You just don't know. And so you have to improv with it. The way they judge it is by creativity. There's original moves, and then there's new moves. And a lot of these guys, an interesting thing that's come out about this, a lot of gymnasts and a lot of breakers like watch each other to learn from each other and kind of incorporate
or
moves.
Pick up different moves. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if this is going to be in the next Olympics or even the Olympics going forward, but I do think it's kind of cool to see something different in the Olympics. The idea that some people are getting a little bent out of shape about this is an Olympic sport and blah 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 and
everything. Don't watch it.
Don't watch. Don't watch. It don't matter. And honestly, it seems like one of the sillier arguments, considering there's only 6 original Olympic sports. Like, we've been doing this a long time as far as adding new sports and like climbing
and taking some out. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, absolutely. Okay, that's not relevant. This is interesting. The concept of this is interesting to me because, I mean, everybody has to do it that way. Everybody's impromptu, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you don't know the music, so fine. It's that is a level playing field then. But I also feel like with other sports, there's a choreography that goes with it, right? Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, you can plan and practice, whereas with this, I mean,
you're really out there on a limb. You really are, which is part of the
sport.
But
it's equal,
right?
It's equal. It's interesting.
I'm curious to see how it goes. I'm very curious to see how people take it. How people
enjoy. Okay, would you practice with all 300 songs ahead of time? Not?
I would definitely try to get some of them in, or have some ideas in mind. Improv is one of those things where one of the first things they tell you about improv when you get out on that stage, your mind has to be blank. Do not think. Thinking is going to get you in trouble, especially one of the things I used to run into with students all the time. Oh, I've got this great character. Oh, I got this great character. Okay, there's no place for that character on that stage. Save that. You'll be able to use that character some other time. Don't try to shoehorn it in. Don't try to force it. The audience can tell. They can see that it's not improv. And it's going to be a very similar thing, I think, with the dancing and stuff. New on your small screen this weekend on Friday on Apple TV Plus, The Instigators, heist comedy starring Matt Damon and Casey Affleck. Looks kind of funny.
It sounds kind of funny.
It looks kind of good. I like Matt Damon doing comedy. I think he's pretty good at it. Casey Affleck is very funny. He's a good actor. Friday on Peacock, the streaming premiere of The Bike Riders, starring Austin Butler and Tom Hardy, as a 1960s motorcycle club, kind of the beginning days of those.
I thought it was bicycles.
and on Sunday at 7 on NBC, the 2024 Olympic closing ceremony will be taking place. That is such a big deal, and they are expecting such good ratings for that. There are people that took their shows off this Sunday, and they're not playing.
That's kind of cool, isn't it?
Yeah,
I like that.
I think it's real cool. I can't wait to watch. That should be pretty. Some pretty cool closing ceremonies. New in your big screen in theaters this weekend. Nothing really wide released except for the movie Borderlands, which is based on a video game. Get used to that, everybody. Cate Blanchett, Kevin Hart, Jamie Lee Curtis is in it. Jack Black does a voiceover in it as well. Got a good cast. I don't know if it's going to be any good or not, but you're going to be seeing a lot more of video games turned into movies.
Yeah, you're not going to see me watch them.
The biggest thing that you, like, as Hollywood continues to parody and do, hey, what did they do? Oh, Barbie was really big. Let's do that. Like, those kind of things. One of the biggest things you have to pay attention to is producers are scared to death of losing money. And they're even more scared of losing their jobs. So they're going to do stuff that they feel like, oh, audiences are definitely going to go see a Borderlands. Well, it's a huge video game. Of course they'll go see this. The biggest thing they're looking for is IP. They want a brand. They want something that's already proven. Barbie is incredibly popular. People love these dolls. So let's make a movie based on that. We have the IP. We have the Barbie IP. We have the Mattel OK. We have the Mattel logo and all that. Borderlands, huge video game, gigantic. We have the IP of Borderlands. So we can hopefully have a core fan base that is already going to see this movie that are Barbie fans or Borderland fans.
But, you know, they'd have to leave the basement long enough to go to a movie. So
that's the
hard part. Speaking of, how's your new gaming system?
it's already collecting dust. I played that thing like 15 minutes since I've had it.
Come on!
I can't believe I'm literally ashamed to say that out loud.
Aren't you glad I brought that up?
Yeah. Borderlands rated PG-13 in theaters. Just wanted to wrap up our entertainment, talking a little bit of local entertainment, and of course our Wisconsin Rapids Rafters wrap up the 2024 season this weekend. Everybody, want to say a gigantic thank you to that organization, to all of these players, these host families. Just a big thank you. It's been a fun season. I know it didn't go the way we wanted it to, but that's baseball, baby. That's all right.
You know, we were there earlier this week. Had a great time. It was fun. It's still a great opportunity for some entertainment and, you know, just meeting up with local people that you don't normally bump into. It's a great venue, great entertainment, and those guys really work hard. So
yeah,
it's awesome.
And we know that just statistically, we've probably seen some guys who may show up in the big dance and the big game and everything. Not very often you get to see the son of a Hall of Famer or a possible Hall of Famer and Mark McGwire's son, Max. And that was pretty cool. It's been some exciting moments. It's been a fun year. Only one team gets to win. You know, I mean, not everybody can win. So it's been a fun season. We're looking forward to not only wrapping up the season here with Rafter Baseball, 6:20 hosting Green Bay tonight. And again, another home game tomorrow, 6:20 start time. And that will be the final game of the season. For tonight, taking on the Green Bay Rockers, it'll be Firework Friday and $6 Rock Rococo pizzas down there. And then Saturday, the final game of the season, fireworks. Kids are going to run the bases, get to Winter Field and enjoy and let them know how much we appreciate them. Let's fill the park, make them know what home field advantage is, wrap up the season on some wins, and go into the 2025 season with a little bit of momentum and everything. I will let you know, just previewing ahead, 2025, Rafters will be right here. Right where they belong at WFHR. Looking forward to that. Find out more at northwoodsleague.com. And again, a big thank you to the franchise, to all the players. We appreciate them so much. Enjoy some Rafter Baseball tonight at 6:20. We'll talk about it on Playmakers. We'll be here with you from 5 to 6 in Playmakers. Looking forward to taking your calls. And wrapping up, our good friends over at CWAC, Central Wisconsin Community Theater, have their wonderful production, their Schmeekly Reserve production, The Merry Wives of Windsor, coming up August 15th through the 18th. At 2419 North Point Drive in beautiful Stevens Point. Go ahead and get your tickets for that and show up. It's going to be a great time. Not very often you get to see a show outdoors.
Yeah, that is fun.
And at the Schmeckley Reserve, which is one of the more beautiful spots in central Wisconsin. I love that area. Go ahead and take in a great show with some great cast members. If you're curious and you would like a preview, encourage you to check out the latest episode of Director's Cut. Not only will it be on the airwaves this weekend for you, you can catch it from 6 to 8, I'm sorry. But you can also, of course, join it. 6 to, yeah. And that Seth's show is on. 5 to 6 is Director's Cut. Seth Faces the Music.
I mean, whatever.
Is on 6 to 8.
Tune in all night.
You're just leaving it right here anyway. Just keep it right here at WFHR.
Exactly.
Why are you moving around to other radio stations? It's just it's tiring. You got to move your arm over there and push a button.
I mean,
don't even bother.
It's a lot of work.
Get your tickets and find out more and buy local, support local theater, support the arts. CWAC.org, CWAC.org. Terry and I will take a time out. We'll come back and we're talking about how many days that the average American need to be lazy. How many days a year do you need? Coming up on the morning show at WFHR.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI and locally grown radio WFHR are having a party. A party on the roundabout. Join us August 14th from noon to 6 p.m. and have some fun on the radio. Say hi to Pam and the rest of the staff. There will be kids' games, balloon animals, and face painting. There will be a live animal show by the Aquarium Pet Shop. Have your kid team up with one of our on-air personalities to record a radio message that we might air later. That's right, you could hear your kid on the radio. Meet and take pictures with our feathery mascot, Agatha, from noon to 2. She loves to make new friends. Then share and tag your picture to win station merch, including brand new t-shirts. Help us give back and support our community by donating a non-perishable food or school supply item. Don't miss El Taco Social Food Truck serving hot, yummy tacos and more. And don't forget to text in your song requests for WIRI before August 11th through the Civic Media app. It's the WFHR WIRI Party on the Roundabout, Wednesday, August 14th from noon to 6 p.m. Come and see how much fun radio can be.
Wisconsin's fall primary election is Tuesday, August 13th, with constitutional ballot questions, a U.S. Senate race, contested congressional primaries, and new legislative maps. This fall, Wisconsin decides.
Be a voter, then tune to your local civic media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
I'm News Director Terry Bell. When the polls close at 8, our news team will bring you results from all over Wisconsin.
Election coverage live, Tuesday, August 13th at 8.
On your local civic media radio station and streaming on the app.
Join James and Southwood County Humane Society for Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Stay up to date on needs, events, and available pets. Over 100 pets have been adopted thanks to area sponsors. To learn how to help, call Ashley at 715-496-0710.
It is going to be partly cloudy today and a little breezy. We'll get to around 70 for a high. The wind northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 50 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, high in the low to mid-70s on Sunday. Sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Terry and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. Going to lead you into our news break coming up in a moment, but first, some sort of news for you. According to a new poll, the average American needs 5 lazy days a month to feel rested and relaxed.
A month?
Whoo!
Holy smokes!
Good luck with that. Good luck with that. I can't get 5 minutes. I can't get 5 hours. 5 days, my God. That's 60 per year and a little more than one a week. Obviously, lazy days don't usually happen on their own, so 21% plan their lazy days in advance, and 11% actually put them on their calendar. So what is a lazy day? Here's how people in the poll shaped it. 3 hours doing absolutely nothing. Or 3 hours just sitting and enjoying living space. 3 hours watching movies and TV, just zoning out. 2 hours in bed. 2 hours napping. 2 hours scrolling on your phone. 1 hour eating or 1 hour reading. Or 1 hour listening to an audiobook or podcast. 1 hour dreading the next day. That's 19 hours, leaving 5 hours to sleep, which sounds about right, I suppose. Even when you do get a day to yourself, you can't get a normal night of sleep.
Okay, so that was the breakdown. What you just said, all those hours, that was the breakdown of a single day, how they're spending it?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay, when I was listening to you, I was like, okay, well, 3 hours watching TV or 2 hours doing this or an hour reading, like that does not a whole lazy day make, mm-hmm. right? Like you could lay around tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, yeah. you know, spend a little extra time in bed, maybe read, whatever. But yeah, if that's the breakdown of a single day,
man,
not it.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah. And when, so when we do have days off, what do? We catch up on stuff. We I got the laundry to do. I have stuff in the yard that I haven't gotten done yet.
But there is the occasional where it's like, okay, let's, you know, whatever. Let's watch a movie or let's just, you know, chill out or something. Fine, but not 5 days a month.
That's
not on my radar.
No, I mean, so for me, I try to get hours, like a couple hours here or there, where I don't, you know, maybe I'm just zoning out on a show that I've been wanting to watch for a month or, you know, reading a book or something like that. Like, I really try to get myself at least a couple hours once a week to do that. Like, and even then, like Sunday. Sunday is you know, I look at that as my day off because I don't have to be here at the station or anything like that. But I still teach a class on Sunday. Sunday nights. So I'm still working on that day and I have to prep that class. I often meet with my fellow teacher to outline the class for that night. So I'm still working. I just work a little less.
My problem is I kind of kick myself because I'll go into, and we'll just use the weekend as an example, right? Like I'll go into it with, I'm going to get this done at home. Mm-hmm. And it's hard for me to give myself permission to not do that.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now, there's plenty of times though where I'll be like, oh, like for instance, one of my favorite authors came out with a new book like, I don't know, like 3 weeks ago or whatever. Mm. I literally started reading it on a Friday at like 1 o'clock. And I had it was 400 and some pages. I had the whole thing read by like 2 o'clock Saturday.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I took a little sleep break. But I mean, but then after that, you know, like Saturday afternoon after it, I'm like, oh, dang, you know, like then I'm kicking myself. So mm-hmm. I think it is good. And self-care is important. Right. So giving yourself permission to do this. Don't do it on work days.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Especially if you enjoy your paycheck. Mm-hmm. But five a month seems, for me, a little hefty.
A little much. And I think that, so find the happy medium in between this. I think you got a good point there. We work hard as Americans. It's one of the things we're known for. We're taught in this country, in this society, work. We're getting better about that. We're paying more and more attention to, I can't take it with me. You know, but I sure do want some memories. I sure do want some good times, and I want to enjoy my life. And part of that is having a day of absolutely nothing, or just relaxing, or being able to just take in family and friends and things like that. The older we get, the less opportunities we have to run into friends or talk to friends or stuff. I'm helping my best friend this weekend move. I'm looking forward to it because we're actually going to have a chance to talk. him and I don't run into each other very much anymore. That's the kind of thing that we look for opportunities
I agree. But holy cow, 5 days a month?
5 days a month, man. I don't know.
Part of me is like, I wish. The other part of me is like, no way.
That's the thing. even when I do think about this and I think, oh, wow, I could take some vacation time. I have paid vacation days. I could certainly take those.
And you should take those.
And I get it. And I will one day.
Don't give them back.
But I don't. Right now, just thinking about that made me got my anxiety going. Like, wait a minute, I don't know about that. There's too much to do. We got the party coming up on Wednesday, the things to plan and everything. Like, immediately started thinking of the stuff to do.
You shouldn't do it between now and Wednesday.
Probably not. No. Maybe Wednesday I'll incorporate a little of this while I'm on air. Just kind of kick back a little bit. Just relax a little. No, it's not in me. I don't
know
how to do that.
Melissa will murder you.
I do really need to get better about this, and I only share this stuff because I know I'm not alone. There's others out there that are very similar to me, and we all need to be better about that because it's what's best for our loved ones. It's what we want, time with our loved ones. If you don't do it for yourself, do it for them, and so you can have some time with them and a future with them.
You know, I find that I'm better with stuff like this, like on the weekend, if I maybe get up my normal time and pound out stuff in the morning and then be like, okay, you know, like a little reward system.
Yes, exactly. No, I'm the same way. I'm the same. Absolutely. If I get, I usually get my day going pretty early. I get some stuff done before noon. I feel good.
Yeah.
Then the rest of the day
is not so bad. You just cruise, right? Chill out.
Exactly.
But if I try to do it the opposite... not happening.
Whole day
is shot.
It's right. I'm the exact same. That's hilarious. And I bet you there's others out there. So incorporate a little bit of that work so you can enjoy yourself the rest of the day and have some fun and enjoy your weekend, everybody. We're going to get to our news break. We'll come back and we got more fun for you on the morning show at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Some reminders about Tuesday's Wisconsin primary election. It's a partisan primary, so you can only vote for candidates in one party. There'll be five parties to choose from. Election clerks say you should follow the prompts vertically when you find the space for your party. Clerks also say it's important to turn your ballot over to look for races or referendums on the back. Kamala Harris's rapid rise may lead to more interest in the upcoming Democratic National Convention and maybe shorter presidential campaigns. David Schultz teaches political science at Hamline University.
We have forgotten about the fact that for so much of American history, we didn't know the presidential nominee until the convention.
Voters tell pollsters they want shorter campaigns, but Schultz says that's easier said than done. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. If you're noticing more dark spots or patches on your skin after spending time in the summer sun, you could be experiencing hyperpigmentation. This happens when the skin produces an excess or irregular amount of melanin.
This can be an unwanted effect due to multiple reasons, from sun exposure to aging, medications, etc.
That's Thomas Howard, MD and board-certified plastic surgeon with Aspyrus. He said it can be difficult to diagnose, and the treatment options for hyperpigmentation are vast.
Generally, you're going to start with kind of over-the-counter skincare products, things like antioxidants, vitamin C, niacinamide. These are very commonly found in things that you can go to Walgreens or your local pharmacy and find that.
Dr. Howard said if these options don't work, you may need to talk to your doctor about more potent therapies. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers come home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers back in action tonight in Milwaukee against the Cincinnati Reds. The Crew coming off a three-game sweep of the Braves, beating them 16-7 yesterday in Atlanta. 20 hits, 6 home runs in just the first 5 innings, 2 from rookie Jackson Churio, manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I couldn't be happier for Jack. I mean, he's just coming into his own, you know what I mean, and letting his talent play and not dwelling on the failures and bouncing back after that. So really pleased with him.
NFL, the Packers head to Cleveland to play the Browns in their first preseason game. Kickoff tomorrow afternoon at 3:25. 6'6" Rojay Stona got a tryout as a defensive end in the Packers rookie minicamp this spring. Last night during the Olympics, Stona won a gold medal for Jamaica by throwing the discus 70 meters, setting a new world record.
I'm speechless, to be honest. Just enjoying the moment. I'm in good shape right now. All I just needed was get a good release, find that angle. I mean, it was great. Nothing to lose.
That's Rojay Stona with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
At Fleet Farm, we know every opening day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday hunting gear from Winchester, Remington, and Bear. Everyday fishing gear from Daiwa, St. Croix, and Rapala. Everyday yard cleanup from Scott's, Fiskars, and Agri-Fab. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
It is going to be partly cloudy today and a little breezy. We'll get to around 70 for a high. The wind northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 50 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, high in the low to mid 70s on Sunday. Sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Terry and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. And if you are looking to get some fast food this weekend, fast food has taken a hit recently over surging prices. McDonald's has been affected by this more than anybody. They have seen some sales gone down. Their quarterly sales have been the lowest they've been in, I think, like 20, 30 years or something like that. And they're not the only one. Certainly, almost every fast food organization has taken a hit. A lot of people, not just from the pandemic, but trailing from that, a lot of people have just been cooking at home or just cutting costs. And, you know, fast food is going to be one of those things that goes to the wayside for a lot of people. So, of course, all these businesses are working really hard to get you back into their stores. And McDonald's is certainly one of them, one of the best at it. Whether you like McDonald's or not, you got to respect the game. I mean, they're good.
Absolutely.
They've been pretty good at this for a long time. McDonald's is hoping to woo you back with some collectible cups. They are reminiscent of the classic Happy Meal toys and games and swag. Some of us older kids might remember the old, Burger King had the Star Wars cups.
Well,
and everything.
Even McDonald's had glasses. Like, there was one with Ronald, one with Hamburglar, one with... I think I could probably hustle some of those up at my mom's.
Oh,
actually.
I'd love to see those. Oh, I'd love to see that. Oh, that'd be so nostalgic. I'd love that. McDonald's just unveiled their collector's meal, which includes one of six cups. They're available for a limited time starting on Tuesday. The meal includes one cup and the option of a sausage McMuffin or with an egg McMuffin, hash browns and all that, or the choice of a 10-piece chicken McNugget. The six cups are Barbie and Hot Wheels. They say the cup design puts a fresh spin on the beloved Mattel toys. Beanie Babies. The cup is a tribute to the collectibles craze of the 90s, featuring one of the era's most beloved collectibles. Coca-Cola. The cup is a modern twist on the classic Coca-Cola design. Hello Kitty and Peanuts. The Hello Kitty and Peanuts combined cup, quote, embodies the joy of being with your best friends. Shrek, Jurassic Park, and Minions. The cup combines iconic characters from blockbuster film franchises. And in McDonald's one, they say, from the Grimace Glass to Boo Buckets and Funny Fry Friends, fell in love with our classic collectibles.
That's kind of smart. The variety of all of those and the different, you know, as you're saying those, I'm thinking through different Happy Meals that included those, those specific characters. So that's pretty cool.
It's very impressive to me. The thing of this, you just hit it on the head right away, though, I think, Terry, like the money this is costing. This is, we're talking a lot of franchises here with a lot of money involved. McDonald's is really banking on this, like being big. Like this isn't something that they're going to be satisfied with just some average sales on. And the designs do look kind of classic. They do. You can't see it well from here.
Yeah, but that's pretty cool. I think about over the years, like when we were kids, that was a thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Do you remember when Batman came out?
Yeah.
And they had Batman glasses.
Oh, yes.
And there were four of them.
God, I wish I had one of those. Yes, yes, I love
I know
that.
There's one of those at my mom's.
Oh, man, those were great. Those were probably my favorite. The Star Wars ones were pretty cool, too, but this was such a thing when we were kids. It was what you did. You had a classic glass, and people like not only collected them, but wanted to get more.
And you had
more
to go back so you could get the whole set.
Yes. So if this works, not only will you see other places try to do similar things, but this isn't the last time you'll see this. But the money that they are spending on this, with other franchises and everything.
At a minimum, they're going to see all of us middle-agers coming back through their drive-thru, right?
Yep. The most popular thing in all of art or entertainment or sales or fast food or anything you want to talk about. You want something to sell? Tie it to nostalgia. Man, nostalgia is selling well nowadays. And I know I'm one of the people that are buying nostalgia stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just as guilty of it.
Because we need more stuff.
Right, exactly. that should be interesting. It'll be interesting to
And you
me.
Said those come out on Tuesday?
Yes, I believe they said Tuesday is when those will be coming out. So be sure to check that out if you're curious, everybody. Because I want to double check on that to make sure that
I'm curious.
That's Tuesday.
I like the... I'll pass on the nuggets. I'll take the breakfast sandwich, though.
The breakfast sandwich sounded good. Yeah, that did sound pretty good.
Or,
me.
You know what? I cannot remember the last time I had a Big Mac.
Ooh.
And I like them. But I just don't, you know what I mean?
I'm not a McDonald's guy very often. I am probably going to definitely try to get one of these. I'll be honest with everybody. But I think you should
get the whole collection. There's some room here. On your windowsill.
We could definitely make some room. We could definitely do that. again, I said fast food, not just McDonald's, but Dunkin' Donuts is up to something. It's only the second week of August, but pumpkin spice latte season has arrived, apparently.
People love it.
And now you get drunk off of them. Wait a minute, what? Dunkin' just debuted a new canned pumpkin spice latte drink that's 6% alcohol. It's part of the Dunkin' Spiked line they launched last year. It's called the Dunkin' Spiked Pumpkin Spice Latte.
Oh, yeah. I've not seen the Spice Latte, but I've seen the Dunkin' Spiked, but I haven't tried it.
They're made with real coffee, pumpkin spice flavoring, and a vegan creamer that's non-dairy. They describe the taste as rich, creamy, and delicious decadence with the perfect balance of sweet pumpkin, vanilla, and fall spice flavors. Only around half the country will get them to try them. Four packs are selling at 27 states. I have not been able to see which of the 27 those are. Let me see here if I can find that out, because I'm curious, of course, to see if they're having these in Wisconsin. Oh, wow. They even at their website, they ask if you're 21 or older to be able to look at it.
Here's the thing. You see that on a lot of websites?
Mm.
Who says no?
Yeah, I do love the idea of the honest teenager.
I mean... Like, really?
Yes.
Because you're not, you can't drink it off the web. You know, like, what do you, yeah, what, I yeah. don't know. I just think that's funny.
I better not look at this. I mean, I'm 19. I better, yeah, I don't see that happening. I'm looking at.
I mean, I know you wouldn't have looked.
Of course, yes. Wisconsin is one of the states. So you can get this in Wisconsin if you want. And of course, you can get it online as well. So there's that.
But you know, on the pumpkin spice thing, this morning would have been the perfect morning for a pumpkin spice drink.
Yeah, that'd have been a good morning for
it. Little fall, little crispy.
I gotta say, I think like a lot of people, I keep waiting for this fad to end. I don't think it's a fad anymore, and I don't see it ending.
I don't think it is either.
We're going on like 15 years that this has been huge.
It's just another flavor. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it's, I don't know. I don't think it's bad.
My only catch with this is I always feel like whenever I get something that's pumpkin spice, I taste the spice and I don't taste the pumpkin. I feel like I never taste the pumpkin with whatever the product is, and I like pumpkin. So that's the reason. I don't really care about the spice.
Well, maybe you should just order pumpkin.
Can I get a pumpkin latte? Actually, a pumpkin mocha sounds really good.
Mm, ew.
That sounds good.
Pumpkin and chocolate?
Yeah.
That sounds disgusting.
I think I'd like that. I'm not big on combining stuff, but that might do it for me.
So the next time,
I might try to make my own.
Don't order the spice. You'll probably throw them. They'll be like,
Yes. I get a pumpkin spice latte. Hold the spice. I go, what?
You know, like when you hear the person in front of you, I'll take a blah, blah, blah with this, but cut that, but only half of that, but blah, blah. And I'm always like, order on your app so this poor person doesn't have to absorb all this.
As a side note, the people that used to get bent out of shape about having somebody in front of them writing a check, the modern equivalent of that is
same,
the person.
Same.
Yeah, I'd like a pumpkin spice latte, but hold the foam, and I want 2% of this.
And then they go through all of this, right? And it's like 45 minutes long, and then they go, and make it a skinny. Really? There's nothing skinny about that.
I used to see people when I worked at Cops and I was stocking shelves and all that. We would have people that would come in and they would be buying like all these fatty products and everything, and then like diet soda. It's like, well, I don't know if this is going to work.
Well, I mean,
some effort is better than none.
If you have Oreos and Doritos with your diet soda,
I guess some effort's better than none. I don't know how popular this will be, but I am curious to see how their sales do with both of these products. It's interesting to me, not just because of the products, but where we're going with our sales and our marketing and trying to figure out what people want to buy. As I mentioned in the beginning of this segment, everything. Fast food industries, whether it's McDonald's or Dunkin' or anybody, everybody saw a negative in their quarterly sales. So you're going to be seeing a lot of these businesses are not going to go down without a fight. Like they're going to be trying. You saw this some years back when we used to have how many TGI Fridays and Applebee's and and Ruby Tuesdays and some of those. We had so many of them, and there's only a couple left. But all those businesses went down fighting. They tried. They're going to see the same thing with a lot of fast food places. I do think by the end of maybe 2025, maybe not this year, but by the end of 2025, you're going to see a lot less fast food organizations.
You think?
Well, you're going to see a lot of the old ones gone, and you're going to see new ones pop up. You're always going to see fast food joints. You're always going to see places like that. I just think that some of the traditional, I don't know which ones, but just by the law of averages, by the economics of this, some are going to fall to the wayside. I'm curious to see which ones. That'll be very interesting to me. We'll see. We'll see what happens. At the same time, maybe these promotions work, and they have better quarterly sales come the next run, and maybe that we do see some stick around. Who knows? Just the economic experics out there. This isn't me talking. This is me reading articles and repeating what I'm hearing from like Warren Buffett's and people that actually know what they're talking about. We'll see what happens with that. We will take our final time out of the week. We'll come back and we'll wrap up the week coming up on the morning show at WFHR.
It's that time of year again. The fall sports season is about to kick off, and you'll want the best seat in the house so you can get in on all the action. But when it's time to go, you know, to use the facility, you want the best seat there too. That's why you should call Crockett Septic. Crockett Septic can provide porta-potty rentals for a competitive price and provide reliable service to ensure your porta-potty seat will always be a good one too. Wait a second. What if you stay home to watch the game? You better make sure your throne is ready to go, especially if you have friends coming over. Many area counties right now are sending out reminder cards that it's time to get your septic pumped. So call Crockett Septic and they'll take care of that right away, so you'll have the best seat in the house.
Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! Summer is here and the sun is unforgiving. Be your child's hero this summer by keeping them safe in the summer heat and don't miss a beat. Wham Incorporated is here to help. Summer is for family trips, team championships, and long days at the beach. Design your child or team's gear in a flash with fully customizable polyester shirts and shorts. Call 715-423-9465 for Wham Incorporated today and get back out into the summer sun and enjoy the adventure without the burn.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Partly cloudy and breezy today, with winds whipping out of the northwest, dragging our high temperatures well below average and only reaching the mid-60s. Few spotty showers may sprinkle in this afternoon. Otherwise, tomorrow it'll be beautiful and a touch warmer, highs nearing 70. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We hope you're having a good one out there. Terry and James here to wrap up the show, wrap up the week. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. But
well, you can stay here.
You actually can stay here.
I mean, yeah, I'm not staying here.
We prefer that you stay here.
We'd like you to stay.
I do have to stay. I've got work to do.
James doesn't even know what the schedule is, so you just got to leave it on so you can just hear whatever's next.
I encourage you to just keep it right here, everybody. It makes it a lot easier for you. Why this whole moving around other radio stations thing?
Really?
Seems silly.
Who would do that?
There's no need. No
Why
need.
Why would
we
you
got
lift your finger and push a button?
We appreciate you sticking around, best listeners in radio. Terry and I will take it to the top of the hour, get into our schedule, and some good stories of the day. Got some great stuff on the way. But I want to talk about a runaway tortoise to wrap things up, Terry. A pet tortoise who went missing from his owner's home turned up 2 days later on the other side of a busy interstate. The Portland Police Bureau said members of the East Precinct neighborhood response team were on an unrelated assignment when they encountered a tortoise on the multi-use path along the west side of Interstate 205, north of them. Quote, recognizing that this may be a runaway pet, the officer caught up with the fugitive reptile.
I mean, do you think that was hard? Was it like a lights and siren thing? Yeah. Chase a turtle, or
I love the idea of a squad car just slowly following this turtle around. I love the response on social media. Recognizing that this may be a runaway pet, the officers caught up with the fugitive reptile. Fugitive reptile is a great sentence, great word.
I love that they call it a runaway.
Yeah. The tortoise was apprehended after an extremely slow speed chase, and per reports, missing 2 days earlier. But they cannot figure out how it cleared this highway and how it got this far within 2 days, and where was it going? Now,
just away. I'm leaving.
I've had plenty of dogs escape the house. I've seen this happen. I've seen it happen with cats, even a non-outdoor cats. I've seen this with. I've never heard of an escape tortoise. How did you miss that?
Yeah, I mean, you had to be gone for a week.
Had to be.
Because
not only had to be gone, you had to leave your front door like wide open. Like, how did this happen? It's not like the tortoise can fit through a door from a dog or something.
Well,
like,
I mean, maybe.
I'm very
maybe
curious.
Maybe it was
about
a yard turtle.
Maybe it was a yard. Maybe it was a yard turtle. Yard turtle.
I just am having this. Yeah.
Yard tortoise. I'm sorry. Yard tortoise.
There's a lot of holes in this story.
There's a lot.
Starting with runaway.
Yes. Runaway and tortoise don't seem to go hand in hand.
I mean,
don't they know the old wise tale about the hare and the tortoise? I mean, where's the rabbit? Where the rabbit's way ahead.
Where's
rabbit's
the journalistic ahead. Integrity in this
yes,
story?
Yes, exactly, Terry. UPI.com is where we got this article. A shout out to them. Going, you want to see the full article? You can find it right there at UPI.com.
Read it slowly.
Let's see if you can catch up. We have got some great things lined up for you today to get you ready for your weekend. Coming up in just a little bit, Matt and Air on Air joined Jane and Greg for a great show. They got you taken care of today. Maggie Dawn Show from 2 to 4 today. Maggie, an amazing voice on this network. Encourage you to check out her show. And that leads right into Midday Magazine. We got one more for the week. We are looking forward to, in part one at 4 o'clock today, our good friend Trent Miner, Wood County County Clerk, going to be in with us. We're going to talk about the upcoming election on August 13th, along with some other things.
That's right. Get on out there and vote.
And Trent will help you be informed and know everything you need to know to get into the polling places. And we look forward to talking with Trent. And in part two, we are representing Wisconsin, Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau. Our friends at the Rudolph Old Tractor Club going to be here. Brandon and Tina, we're going to talk with them about the Rudolph Old Tractor Club and the show and car crew is coming up this weekend.
Tina's my neighbor.
It's going to be fun. Looking forward. Oh, be nice to Tina. Be nice to Tina. We're looking forward to them and love talking about Rudolph. Any chance we get to talk about the Rudolph area, we say a good morning to our friends over there.
And it is a great tractor show.
Yeah,
so if you have some free time on Sunday, head on over. It's awesome.
We just don't have as many of these as we used to, even up to 5 years ago. So we really want to not only make sure that these are well attended, but support them and encourage and, you know, promote them and everything. All these car cruises, all these tractor shows, things like that. Looking forward to talking with the gang at 4:30 today. Be sure to join us for that. And stick around, because not only will we have playmakers afterwards from 5 to 6, we want your phone calls. We're going to have Michael in with us today, talking a little high school sports, and we'll be talking with you as we take in your calls, everybody. And we'll lead you into, we'll be your tailgate for Rafter Baseball, 6:20, Rafters hosting Green Bay. Keep in mind, we got two games left of the season. Tonight, Firework Friday, $6 Rocky Rococo Pizzas. Saturday, 6:20 start time, hosting Green Bay as well. Final game of the season. We'll meet you there at Winterfield. Kids are going to run the bases. They're going to have fireworks afterwards. Going to be a lot of fun. We just have a couple more, like another week, I would say, of these free meals for kids that are brought to us thanks to our area. A big shout out to everybody that's a part of these, that makes sure of these. I don't care if one kid got a meal throughout the whole summer, worth it.
Oh, absolutely.
Worth it.
Yep.
Like, thank you to everybody that's behind
program.
These. And again, you have until August 16th. If you know a kid out there that is 18 and under that could use lunch, please spread the word about this. Coming up until August 16th, from 11:30 to 12:30, Mead Park near the splash pad and Winter Park near the shelter outside of the Aquatic Center are both locations that you can catch these. And I encourage you to do so, everybody. And one last thing from our City of Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Rec Department. Got a fun deal going on tonight. Up to 100 kids who are 14 and under can get a free ticket to the Rafters game that evening with paid admission to the Aquatic Center.
Oh, that's cool.
They have just opened up adult flag football registration as well, so keep that in mind, everybody. I would like to be a part of that.
But, yeah.
I'd like to do that.
I see an injury in your future.
Oh, and, well worth it.
But, you know, fun. That'd be super fun, right? Mm-hmm. Go to the Aquatic Center today and then get in free to the Rafter game tonight?
WIRapids.org. Be sure to find that out and much more. WIRapids.org. And again, that Rudolph, the car show and everything going on this weekend, happening in Rudolph Park, going on tomorrow. Be sure to check this out. Muscle Cars, Cruise In, Car Show, all going to be going on. Going to be a lot of fun.
So there's great food. There's lots of fun stuff going on.
We're
going
to talk about that this afternoon with our good friends from over there. That's going to be a lot of fun. And Terry, you guys at the United Way just sent out another press release as we are getting talking today, encouraging people to look out for those help guides.
Yeah, so if you are a business or organization that distributes help guides, or maybe you're unfamiliar, our help guide is a publication that is a snapshot of common needs, common reasons that we get calls to 211. And so this is just it's actually a fourfold. We've expanded even bigger, but it's a fourfold brochure. So it is like I said, printed that you can have available. I know that Pam has some out in the lobby here, but it's just, you know, for common needs. Where do I go for this? Who should I call for this? I have this to donate. I need clothing for a new job. You know, just some simple questions like that and a snapshot of resources. So we distribute these every year in April, but we still have some. And so we're just kind of putting a call out there saying, hey, who needs more, right? Like let's make sure that community members get these in their hands. So if you distribute help guides and you need some more, please give us a call at 211. Or if you are interested in distributing them, or maybe you just want some for your employees, you know, you want to just hand them out to some of your team so that if they have a need, they know where to look. We certainly have those and are happy to get them out.
Stay connected to your community through the United Way. Find out more about resources and different things that they offer. Be a part of their volunteering campaign. Encourage you to do that and get these new t-shirts, everybody. I want to see everybody in these. Great shirts. Find out more at uwswac.org, uwswac.org. Be sure to follow the United Way on social media as well. Terry, wrap up with a couple of world good stories. A 15-year-old babysitter in Montana was watching her neighbor's kids last month when her house caught on fire. But she got their 1-year-old and 3-year-old out, along with a family dog, and a security camera caught the whole thing on video. Just this 15-year-old kid
that
just acted
scary.
Quick.
Yeah.
Her local fire department gave her a hero award this week, along with a $500 check to put onto her college fund.
Super cool.
She's the oldest of her siblings and says she feels like she just did what anyone would have done in that situation. It's 15 and she doesn't kind of get all the pomp and circumstance.
Good for her.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool story. And Chicago's annual Duck Derby fundraiser happened Wednesday. You pay $10 to sponsor a rubber duck, then they drop them all into the Chicago River to win money if your duck makes it to shore first. According to their website, over 75,000 ducks were sponsored this year, raising over $400,000 for Special Olympics.
That is a lot of rubber duckies.
That is a lot of them.
And great fundraising effort. Love it.
Wonderful idea. Wonderful effort. A good job by all of them and a great job by you. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today, Terry. You have yourself a good weekend.
You too.
Be good to each other out there. We'll talk to you sooner than later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.